For CJLO News, I'm Shanalee Marie. Briefing notes sourced by the CBC News show that the government was slow to act on COVID-19 as the first cases begin to spread in Canada. Documents prepared for the health minister in early March classified the risk of corona as being low, and she was instructed to relay this information to the public if asked during a question period. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has classified the global risk as high by late January. There are now 21,000 active cases of COVID-19 in Canada. Apple and Google are working together to implement new software into existing smartphones to track people who might be infected. Alberta has released its own plan to use wireless technologies to enforce quarantine orders. Premier Jason Kenney predicted social isolation measures will continue through May. In the months following, he says the province will scale up its testing. A complete strategy is yet to come. In world news, weeks ago, the UN called for a global ceasefire during the pandemic. Canada has now backed the call, saying most people at risk in conflict zones are also facing disproportionate lack of access to food insecurity as the virus spreads. To hear about the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.